Coach Del Rio said one of the main focuses this bye week and top priorities will be to help get the run game going. What is it going to take to get the run game going?
Attention to detail at little things, starting with me, whether it's alignment or footwork or just up front. I think attention to detail to the little things, and we can be better together overall once we do that individually.
Is this bye week coming at a good time for you? I know Charles was saying he's never been more excited on his end, just to kind of
I definitely think it's obviously good time to get some rest, just relax and heal up. So it's a good time.
Do you feel like the bye week is enough time by next week? You feel like you'll be pretty close to?
We'll see. I can't say so, but again, it's some time off, and that always helps. So I'm just gonna take each day, day by day, and do the things I need to do to take care of myself.
Is it good to maybe get a mental break as well?
Yeah, obviously it's always good to just kind of sit back and just get away a little bit, clear your mind, and when it's time to come back to work, make sure we're ready to go.
Is it a frustrating thing to be to not be at 100%? I know nobody is, but to not be able to contribute maybe in the way that you hoped because of physical ailment, that's something that you can't really control.
Yeah, I mean, it's very frustrating. Anytime you can't do the things I guess you're able to do, it's frustrating. But I got some time to take care of my body, and I'm looking forward to it.
Coach Del Rio has talked about how unselfish the team is and how you guys are in the locker room. How do you look at it when you can't, because of your shoulder or other reasons, you see some other guys carrying the ball in different situations? Seems like you have some effective runners beside yourself.
Yeah, this is a team, and I know I can't do it all. So, those other guys are in there, I'm rooting for them to go out there and make plays. So together as a team, we're successful.
Latavius, you talked about some of the problems in the running games, whether it's formation, alignments, things like that. Does there also need to be maybe a more of a commitment as an offense to run the ball? It seems like you guys, maybe with the exception of the Cleveland game, you guys start to run it early and then you tend to get away from it a little bit in the second half.
I think, if sitting in a meeting room and you look at some of the runs, there's, a difference of one popping for a long one and not. So I don't really think it's a matter of having a commitment to it. I think, say if those big runs or those small runs turn into big ones, we wouldn't be sitting here saying that. So I don't think it's a matter of commitment to it. I think it's just when we do get our number called, doing what we're supposed to do.
As a running back, though, don't you need to get 10, 15, 20 carries just to get into that lather?
To be honest, I think it's not a matter of how many carries I get. Obviously, the more you get, the more comfortable you may be. But, again, you never know. The first one could go for 90, and the second one could go for, a yard or negative. So it's not a matter of when or how many times. It's just a matter of making the most of, the carries that we do get.
Is there a confidence in the game tape that you're watching? Are you seeing, we're close there, we're things that you're confident in your life, you figure out those minor details that you can really get cooked?
Yeah, I think, we know what has to get done.
Okay.
We're going to continue to work on those things, continue to strain, continue to finish. I'll put it on me, and it starts with me being the best runner I could be and trusting those guys up front.
Does it also have anything to do with situation? Because you look at the Cleveland game, you guys were able to get out to a lead, mm-hmm. and you were able to pound the rock a little bit more. Does the situation in the game determine that as well?
I think, if you're behind or, depends on, the situation. If you can, you can't sit there and run the ball when I guess maybe you might be pressed for time and need to put the ball in the air to go down and score. So, it can come up being situational.
You mentioned two close games that you guys have lost, but you guys have also won two close games. Do you guys kind of look at that in the totality, that you guys have been in all these games and you're gaining experience, and a couple have gone your way, a couple haven't?
Yeah, I think win or lose, we're learning and we're getting better. And the fact that we know we are capable of winning close games and now we've come up short on two of them. We have the ability to do it, and so we just need to continue that and make sure we find a way at the end when it comes to that.